This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This morning, concerns over a new COVID variant that scientists warn could be more dangerous than the deadly Delta variant. The new variant was detected earlier this week in South Africa, and more than 20 cases have already been reported, largely among young people. Experts say the variant's mutations represent a big jump in evolution and worry that it may be better at evading the body's defenses.
How's your bullcrap detector working, y'all? Spider senses tingling, anyone? This is the pandemic that will never end until you say it ends. This is more evidence. The Omicron variation or variant. An anagram, by the way, for moronic, if you haven't played with the letters. And you'll recognize the things that I have been predicting here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are coming to pass. And we've got a lot more gas to pass. Actually, we're not passing it. They are. It stinks to high heavens, though. The bullcrap detector's on full, Super Don, because we got to dive into this absolute mess, absolute nonsense, absolute non-science as we go to the Omicron variation. Now, the first article here at robertscottbell.com will show a new Botswanian variant. It has 32 horrific mutations. It's a little late for Halloween.
Horrific.
Horrific. They use the term horrific. Do you have trouble spelling horrific and terrific? You know how it's like you think it should be two F's, but it's really two R's?
I don't, because I know horror is horrific, so okay. I just...
Well, good. At least we got that out of the way. But good Lord, Super Don, it's never going to end. They say this strain could be worse than Delta. And guess what? You know why I know this is bullcrap? Because an expert has said it may have emerged in an HIV patient. Oh, well, they're throwing everything at you with this.
Dude, let's make this even more horrific.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. AIDS? Oh, no. Let's dig that one out of the dusty closet and let's put it out for everybody to see. Yeah, you know, listen, by the way, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot all about it because of this crap.
I know.
Sorry.
Why so serious?
I know. But
I get it.
That's why we couldn't wait till tomorrow to kick back off of the holiday because of this stuff.
I know. And listen, you know, we took a couple days off, had some great encores. And, you know, Friday, I was looking at the news, you know, because I hadn't been intense doing show prep and stuff. It's like, hey, I wonder what's going on in the world. And I was seeing these stories, and it was like I was prepared to do more stories on the show about mandate protests. I know there was a big one that was supposed to have happened over the weekend in Australia again. Mm-hmm. You know, I was all geared up to, you know, do the normal thing here. But every headline, Drudge, looked like a giant red, I don't know. I mean, it's just like all red headlines. New COVID strain, World Health Organization emergency meeting, Canada closes the borders, U.S. is going to close their borders.
You guys ain't tired of fear porn yet? I mean, are you just like,
whoa, what is going on here? I have not seen this level of hysteria since the Delta variant came around and everybody jumped on that. This is serious.
Dude, what's serious is that they're seriously, you know what, in the head. Continuing with this, I'm just calling it out for what it is. This is garbage. Why do I say that? Remember the Delta variant. We found out that it had no valid standard. Once again, not only that, it hadn't even achieved emergency use authorization standard because no one submitted it for review and approval for that EUA status at the FDA. Every lab was just doing their thing and going, here it is.
Here's the thing I'm wondering, because we, you know, listen, just like everything else, just like 2 years ago, roughly, when we first started hearing about this coronavirus, or, you know, back then I think they called it, I guess it was the Chinese virus, right? The China virus, the Kung Flu. I'm sorry if I offended anybody, I didn't mean to. Just
go right ahead.
It's just a reference of history there.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, everybody had all these ideas of what they thought it was going to be and what it was and what it wasn't and all this stuff. And in reality, nobody knew anything. It was all guessing and speculations and computer models that ended up being completely wrong and all that stuff. So, you know, it makes me wonder if maybe I'm being way too positive or optimistic here, but maybe this time with this variant, maybe they learned their lesson. Maybe this time they've isolated it, right?
No, they've
done it like a genome sequencing.
You know how I know that? You know how I know that?
No? What?
Guess where this came from, this identification?
Where?
From Dr. Tom Peacock, a virologist at Imperial College in London.
Oh, no. That's
remember?
The one that did the Imperial. They were the ones that got it all wrong to begin with, and that basically launched the lockdowns worldwide,
exactly.
And then
the
later said, whoops, sorry. Yeah.
Worst, most opposite of what was real. And now, you know, we're seeing people getting sick and dying at record levels only since they brought out the jabs. The jabs. And so they're going to be racing to figure out, how do we get a jab for this one now? The WHO has labeled this new COVID strain Omicron, variant of concern.
Sounds like a transformer.
No, but again, use the term, flip them around, all those letters, and it turns out to be moronic.
It's true. It's
not
an
joking.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And, you know, it's like, oh, so many mutations we get. The vaccine doesn't work because they realize what they have done as they've lost the battle. And so now they have to come up with new themes, new memes, new fear porn to get you back in the fold of, please develop a new vaccine. There's a race against time, says one of the Daily Mail. We got to squeak the vaccines against the Omicron. AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna. They can do it. We can create a super jab.
You know,
we
need movie trailer music for this, right?
Seriously.
It's a race against time.
Yeah.
Thank goodness AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna are coming to the rescue.
Right, because they haven't made enough yet, and they don't want the gravy train to ever stop. This is absolute non-science, y'all. And I hope and I pray that you could see through it and don't fall for it, because this is absolutely crap. There's only 6 cases in South Africa, and in fact, some are reporting it's mild. It's milder than other things. Oh, but then the sky is falling scenarios. Like, oh, no, don't pay attention to that. It could be mild. It could be more devastating than ever. Well, is it mild? Is it deadly? Is it even identified? Oh, yeah, 30-some-odd mutations. Yeah, you got that test validated? You got a picture up at, let's see, this is also a Daily Mail for Botswana. A cartoon picture could have come from South Park. They give it a name. 10 cases were detected. They say it can escape antibodies, can escape antibodies, can escape antibodies, can speed up the spread. More spike mutations than any other strain. Are you buying this? Seriously? I'm a patient man. I am. Ask my wife. I'm a patient man, Super Don. But I am beyond my patient tolerance level with the same old crap coming down and just saying it again, recycling it, saying it's different, another mutation, another jab, and then we're going to find out about a vaccine passport expirations today as well. We're going to talk about it. Super Don, I know I'm out of the gate here. I'm not holding back because I think we were very responsible, very sensitive throughout much of the entirety as we were learning in the early phases of the COVID-19 manifestation. We were, you know, I made, you know, I don't know if there were sensational proclamations, but I let my feelings be known about it, especially when it came to the crap test known as the COVID test through PCR. I was proven to be right about that. The issue of isolation, I know we've talked about is it isolated? Is it not? Is it valid? Is it not? And I realize there are some people that get mad at me on either side of that argument. And I realize it's not a winning argument to say it's not been isolated because, look, everybody knows it has, so you just got to go with it. I'm even tired of that at this point because they don't validate any of their tests. They're not standardized in any way, so they can just say what they want, and you got to go, oh, the government's going to shut us down again. We're going to go into mask territory. We're going to expand the mandating of vaccines. We're going to round up in Australia Aboriginals and take their children and force vaccinate them, hold them down in front of their... I mean, this is stuff out of the worst B-movie science fiction that we're manifesting and witnessing every moment of every day in the news cycle. And I've had it. I got no quarter for them. I can't give them any benefit of the doubt anymore, Super Don. I'm sorry. You're going to have to be the voice of, I don't know if it's reason or insanity.
I'm going to be the pragmatic guy. And I think I have, that's the position I have to take at this point. As annoying as that might be. But at this point, I find myself in the same type of situation that I was before. Where it's just like everywhere I look, it's just like, this is going on, that's going on. Yeah. Dude, they didn't even wait. No. Like, till the weekend was over. To call the emergency meeting of the World Health Organization for Canada to shut down the borders from anybody arriving from South Africa, and for the U.S. apparently is going to be doing this tomorrow.
Well, and the thing is, remember when Biden was all over Trump for doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it's racist. And it's like, okay, Biden's doing
100%. And now he's doing it to the Africans.
Black people. A little bit more overtly racist, huh, Biden? Listen, and now New York governor. You couldn't ask for a worse governor than Cuomo? Hochul. New York governor declares state of emergency to prepare for Omicron. It never ends, Super D. Emergency must never end. If the emergency ends, we might find freedom again, and we can't have that for the people getting relaxed and thinking that life can go on without a state of emergency. There's no evidence of any Omicron. Even Fauci goes, we don't have any Omicron cases, but it could be rare, and they could show up. We can't rule out the possibility of a variant. Again, why does anybody listen to Fauci? Tuesday, we've got Bobby Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining us on the air to talk about the real Anthony Fauci. Decade after decade after decade of criminal behavior. A pathological liar, Fauci is. And he's being still quoted at all. It's amazing. I do not have much patience nor tolerance for this nonsense anymore. So I'm just putting it out there right now.
I get it.
I can't give him
anything. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
There's no leeway. We got to take a break. So there's even less leeway. Look, we got to talk about a lot more stuff. We're going to go to South Africa. I had said something to Super Don last week about South Africa when we first started talking about this, I believe, or maybe it was off the air. We're going to visit that. Was I right again? We'll see. Stick with us. RobertScoutBell.com. Coming back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You have to read it to believe it, dude. Super Don put the links to all of the stories we just covered, and just shake your head, maybe a little throw up in your mouth as you read it to realize you're being played again. Now, I think this was it, Super Don. I don't know if we were talking about this on the air or off the air when this came up out of South Africa.
It was off the air. I believe it was, I want to say it was Saturday, or it may have been a Friday evening. I can't remember.
All right. So it was over the holiday weekend when we were running a couple of encores.
Right.
So we weren't on the air, and I'm like, oh, look, they're targeting South Africa. Why are they targeting South Africa? Well, if you look, and I think I asked you to check this out, but one of the lowest rates of vaccination or COVID jab percentages on the planet. And I said, they are being punished into submission. There's an economic war. If you don't play along with the globalists to get the jabs mandated for the people and really follow up and mean it and do it, they're coming after you. And so suddenly, like, oh, there's a new variant out of South Africa. Well, even South Africa says it's being punished.
But South Africa, 42.7%.
So it's, significantly lower than, I thought it would be lower than that even. It probably is in reality if you go out to the bush, if you will.
That's fully vaccinated.
Yeah. All right. So 42%. So it's still not up there in terms of where they want it to be in terms of globalist and pharmaceutical sorcery. South Africa says it's being punished. They claim it's for detecting the new COVID variant. I'm sorry.
Let me interrupt you for a second here. Yeah. I was looking at the wrong number.
I figured it sounded
this
way
is higher. Vaccination by location. Okay, so 42% of the, I guess this is the worldwide population. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
South Africa is only at 24.1%.
That makes more sense.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, I felt like it was anemic in a good way, and that they were going to be penalized or basically hammered eventually for that. because they're part of the global community and they got globalists in their midst and are going to go, you know what? Y'all ain't doing it right. We're shutting down your economy until you get that vaccination rate up. But again, they're claiming the government of South Africa, the foreign minister is saying we're being punished because we detected the new Omicron Delta variant.
I don't disagree with them.
No, I don't either.
That's a valid point, because from what I understand, they have like one of the most advanced infectious disease labs in the world down there, because they've been dealing with all these other things down there that fortunately we don't have here.
Yes, but at the same time, they wouldn't have been punished for finding it had they had jab rates upwards of 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90%,
yeah,
whatever that
Although
may be.
Although there is an argument to be made there, because, you know, there are a lot of people that have gotten up in arms, jabbed arms, over the fact that there's a lack of what they call equity in this situation, because there are people in South Africa that haven't even gotten a first dose. And over here, they're throwing like, you know, seven boosters at people, and they're saying, hey, what about us over here?
Right. Well, I don't think the average people are. I think that they want to be left alone. They've seen this story before, especially when Mbeki was prime minister of South Africa, and he called out
Mbeki?
The scam.
Who's Mbeki?
Mbeki. Mbeki. Oh. Come on, dude. Come back with me. It hasn't been that long. You were with me. We've talked about Mbeki before.
He was
derided as a world leader because he called into question the cause of AIDS being HIV. He acknowledged the role of botanicals, herbs, to help the people of South Africa, and he was just pilloried on the world stage. So there is a great awareness in South Africa of the scamsters among the big pharmaceutical globalists. And I think this is another aspect of the suspicion of the South African people over another push to drug or vaccinate, because they were destroyed as well by the antiretroviral drugs of the AIDS era of HIV. And, of course, when you say the HIV strain, somebody was suffering with HIV, they're the responsible party for the Omicron thing because they're immunocompromised, and therefore it mutated in them and got out. On and on the story travels. Has anybody read official stories by Liam Sheff to understand the scam that's being played? And HIV was the start, and it continues to this very day, and now South Africa is bearing the brunt of it. Air restrictions, travel restrictions, countries all over are shutting down and tightening the noose around the economy of South Africa because of this. And yes, I agree. Had they not even attempted to detect and said, you know what, we're just going to not play the game. We're not detecting any. In fact, we're going to ban the stupid tests because the PCR test is crap and they're still using it. And those that claim they have variants are not validating their science. So it's up to me, Super D, and very few others, to call them out. And by the way, indeed what I said about this, the new strain is being reported by the WHO as mild, not causing massive death, but maybe a little bit of symptom here, a little bit of symptom there, tiredness, sore muscles, and you're over it. I'm over it, but we got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new highly transmissible coronavirus variant has been found in Europe. More countries are imposing travel bans. A new one in the U.S. begins on Monday.
As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says a decision is coming soon on whether to refer criminal contempt charges against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for refusing to testify as part of the January 6th investigation.
I think we will probably make a decision this week on our course of conduct with that particular witness and maybe others.
Schiff was on CNN. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake hit northern Peru in the Amazonas region early in the morning, according to the U.S. Geological Study. The quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Real quick announcements. I know that a lot of people have taken advantage, and greatly so, of the so-called Black Friday deals, right, through the weekend. And we've been posting things. Super Don's been emailing you. I hope you've been getting the amazing deals on products and services to keep you well. And I think that's, you know, one of the side effects that's a good effect, Super Don, of all that we've been through in the past couple of years. Do you think that people are now a little bit more concerned about their health and their immune system than ever before? Perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, well, and, because people are aware of it now. People have learned, you know, what is an immune system? Right?
And of course, as you see, immune escape is a common term now among the scientific intelligentsia. Antibody escape, viral escape, on and it goes. It's like, somebody's putting two and two together that these vaccines, or what they call vaccines, are not working. And, of course, their hope is that you'll say, oh, we need more. Fast. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And I don't think it's going to fall that way for everybody. And as we go through this next story, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because the European Union is now planning a nine-month expiration date on its COVID vaccine passports. What did I tell you? The passport was not a passport to freedom, but a passport to enslavement. You got your two jabs, now they say three or four, and they've got you forever because they can just say, it's expired. We've got a new one added in the mix. You are now not green, but you're red. They scan you, it's like coming up red. I'm sorry, we don't have evidence that you've gotten the booster or the Omicron variant that the AstraZeneca just put out. You know, 100 days after we announced it, they just miraculously did it because mRNA, right? It's a vaccine. It's not gene therapy. So European Commissioner Didier Reynders said, it is evident that the pandemic is not yet over because you in Europe have not said it's over. I'm talking about the people of Europe. Various European nations are facing a higher number of COVID-19 infections, notably in the countries where the vaccination rate remains low. Oh, wait a second. But what about all the breakthroughs that are happening only in the highest vaccinated populations? Ooh, looks like CNBC doesn't want to print that because they're about business. The business of disease is disease. We got to keep the disease going. How do we do it? We inject it. So a nine-month expiration date on COVID-19 vaccine certificates? How you like that? How you like that? And I have been telling you since the beginning. In fact, before the beginning, I've been warning you about vaccine passports in the guise of, in the United States, real ID, tying biometric data unique to you, whether it be medical identifiers or social security numbers, and they will track your vaccine status. And, of course, it was COVID that ushered in the vernacular of a vaccine passport that they kind of hid from you in terms of real ID in the United States. And here we are manifesting all the things that I said. This is what's coming, y'all. I didn't know about the COVID thing. Then it happened. And then we find out a bunch of that is bullcrap, too. But if you play along with it, it becomes real. So who's to say that a nine-month expiry won't go to 6 months or then 3 months? Could it and would it not be the dream of every pharmaceutical executive that they could mandate their product be given around the world to everybody every 3 months? And the governments of the world would cover the bill because who is in their right mind is going to reach in their own pocket and pay for this knowing that it doesn't work and that every time they get a shot, they need another shot or two or four or six or eight. Stand up and holler because they're going to take every last dollar you have. Super D, I think I'm more rational, even though I'm, yes, a bit perturbed, angry, but I think I'm thinking clearly on this as to where they want to go, and they're announcing it. Look, the London Imperial College, they're the ones going, Omicron, this is, like I said before.
They don't have a good track record, yeah. At least in the last couple of years. I mean, I don't know prior to that, but I hadn't even heard about, computer models from the Imperial College before COVID came out. So,
you make a blunder that big, you don't go back to them. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't think so. No. And whatever the dude's name is, I can't remember at the moment. But in any case, I don't know. Here we go again, right? You know, the question is, and this is, I think, you know, as these stories come out and they start talking about, well, that we think the virus can do this, or we think that, you know, the vaccine that we're going to make is going to do this or whatever like that. In practical terms, what is it they are going to be able to do at this point that they haven't already done that most people, I think, are probably going to resist?
Yes, that's,
yeah. You know, I mean, that's, it's like, what is going to happen? What have you got going on now? You've got World Health Organization, countries that are slamming the borders shut. I was reading an article about a plane that was on its way from South Africa to like Amsterdam, the Netherlands, that kept the people on the plane and they wouldn't let them get off the plane because they came from South Africa.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's like this panic that's going on. The stock market took a dive as a result of this. Okay. So what is it they're going to do now? Are they going to be able to get people scared enough that they're going to attempt to try and do lockdowns again? Are we going to start hearing about cases of, what is it called? How do you pronounce it? Omicron?
Omicron, moronic.
Omicron?
Yeah.
Are we going to start hearing about that now? Like we did with the, there's, 15 cases over here, 12 cases, 100 cases over here. You know, we need to stop. We need to lock things down. Everybody needs to stay home. Just in time for Christmas, by the way. Wear your masks. Don't stay away from people. So, I mean, is that the direction we're heading?
Super D, it's that or it's smallpox or it's Ebola or it's Marburg. If this doesn't work to scare people, they've got the next thing in their hip pocket. Now, what else is there beyond the germ theory? It's just getting scarier and scarier germs that they can throw at us for those that don't know real history and real science and real medicine about that entire, made-up liar story. Even the whole polio story about the iron lungs, you go back and see those pictures and you say they were all photo ops and a bunch of crap to make it seem like everybody that got polio was paralyzed in an iron lung. Come back, please, please, please read Official Stories by Liam Schiff. It becomes a more important book by the day, in addition to, of course, Bobby Kennedy's new book on Fauci. So you understand the leaders of the scientific intelligentsia are lying to you. They're either all lying or they're partly lying or all lying at some level, and the rest are useful idiots that are afraid for their job, so they'll just go along to get along. And then there are doctors and nurses that are starting to leave. Starting to walk out, willing to just give up their entire livelihood because they can't stomach participation in these lies any longer. And if we look at some of the lies, some of the greatest, journalism is happening on the Substack. You see Substack.com. And James Lyons Weiler, Dr. Jack, who we've had on PhD, we've talked about some things he's put on Substack. Who's the guy who lives in Brazil now, an American guy, used to be a journalist, in the mainstream of thing. He started, I forget what it was, and now he's in Brazil. He's married, gay guy. What's that guy's name? He used to be liberal. He's writing on the Substack as well.
Aaron Siri?
No, not Aaron Siri. That's the attorney.
That's the other one that's on Substack.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good writers on Substack.
Yeah, and I've noticed that a lot of people are going
on Substack. I can't believe I forgot his name. You're gonna kick me kick yourself when you know his name. You know, because we've quoted his article.
Kirsch, Steve Kirsch.
No, not Steve Kirsch. Although we do have a Steve Kirsch.
He's another one on Substack.
Yes, he is. Dude, come on, help me out here. Talking about. Anyway, we'll get back to that, but I want to talk about the Steve Kirsch article on Substack. He's talking about his friend Matthew Crawford, who's one of the top, analysts, if you will, data analysts on statistics or a statistician. And it shows in the headline the UK data, United Kingdom data, about the vaccines, the so-called jabs for COVID, that they're not saving any lives at all. This analysis is for everybody to read. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it links to this article, which also links directly to that Matthew Crawford, showing this data that COVID jabs are not saving any lives at all, that it's all statistical noise as shown in the graph here. And those, again, you're not watching live video-wise, but maybe Super Don, you can grab this particular...
Greenwald on Substack.
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald. Thank you for him. Okay. I just, like I said, I had a black... Yeah, maybe I'm getting old.
No worries. I drew a blank, too.
Yeah, but Glenn Greenwald is an amazing, amazing journalist, too. And he's pissed off everybody on the left because he used to be one of them. And now he's just like, nope, my journalistic integrity smells a rat on the left and I'm not...
And, of course, they label him as some kind of a sellout who suddenly just decided to be conservative. And it has nothing to do with that.
Not at all.
Just being a critical thinker.
Exactly. Thank you. So what you see on this stat list is just amazing. Excess deaths versus projected vaccinated, excess versus projected vaccinated, two different ones. Cumulative excess. You got to see this chart. And it just, look, they're mandating a vaccine that has increased the death rate. This is what we're seeing. All-cause mortality in just about every age group that's getting the jab is up significantly. Significantly. And there's a $1 million, reward for any members of the CDC and FDA or outside committee members to debate these stats, to just kind of meet it head on and show us where we're wrong kind of thing. $1 million. And nobody is accepting the offer to just, all right, let's go in there and check it out. They don't want to have anything to do with the data revealing what we know. I know is definitely, oh, man, it's horrific because the people that were played by their fear to get the jab, many have been injured, many have died, and many more are dying. And it may be the ADE we've discussed, the antibody-dependent enhancement, or the pathogenic priming, but it could just be the generalized weakness that is brought about by altering DNA protein synthesis, whether it be spike protein production artificially or otherwise. And they're mandating this jab, and it isn't even technically a vaccine, even though they altered the definition of it. It's gene therapy. If they called it gene therapy, they did a focus group test at CDC and WHO, and they found out, well, nobody's going to want to take it, Super Don, if they call it gene therapy, so let's alter the definition of a vaccine to include altering genetic DNA protein synthesis, and that's how they play the game.
The Webster's Dictionary, Oxford, I can't remember which one.
Yeah,
Merriam-Webster.
Yeah. So, dude, I'm telling you, Super D, I've lost my patience. I've lost my tolerance for this. I try to tiptoe and be ginger around it to, you know, give people a chance to catch up. But if you haven't caught up this point, you're a moron. That's why Omicron is for you, because it's moronic and it's just for you. Those of you who are as ticked off as me about what's happening, well, yeah, you do your level best to pray. Pray whatever you got to do to help people wake up before it's too late. We're going to be back with a sports update because we have to. This is just ridiculous. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. I know you're into health more than ever before because all that's happened. Many of you have been with me for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just our Sunday syndicated show with GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, rebroadcast on UK Health Radio. And how many other places are we at? I mean, Superon is ridiculous. You can catch
it's
our shows.
Like, yeah, I mean, the podcast, 10 or 15, you know, different
sites,
places.
Yeah, we can't keep up.
Yeah.
We simulcast on Brightend.tv, our second hour. You know what? I heard Mike Adams, he sent me a message from National News. He said they're going to restart some kind of radio thing. I wonder if it's, I don't know what's going on, dude. I can't keep up with it all. But I would ask everybody to come on over, sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Superdon's been sending and blasting out to you great, great deals. And, of course, Cyber Monday is going to be even bigger. So you want to be with us on that. Check it out in the show notes. Links are up. Banners are up. All the things that get you well and keep you well at robertscottbell.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is paying attention to what we're doing, but his dad's a chiropractor. He seems to be holistically inclined. And, you know, the big row we covered it, or is it a row, depending on where you are, was, oh, my gosh, he lied about his vaccine status. When he asked, they asked him if he was vaccinated, he says, I am immunized. And I know he was playing with the belief of others, and I it's like he was doing Jedi mind tricks. I don't look at what he was doing was lying. He was just saying he was
true to
himself.
You give him a pass on that, huh?
I give him a pass on. I do, because he didn't want to play their game, and I don't blame him. I mean, they just twist everything anyway. But what is this about him showing off his bare foot to prove he doesn't have COVID toe?
So check it out. He's complaining about a toe injury. Okay.
Yeah.
And people were speculating as to whether that was going to have an effect on him being able to play.
Yeah.
And some, you know, other people that decided to be very critical of him that have decided to, you know, be, due to the brouhaha over him being vaccinated / immunized, you know, everything he does is wrong now.
Right. And so, have you ever heard of COVID toe?
I have. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. And so they said, oh, well, he's got COVID toe. See, he told you, you know, he had COVID and he's a liar and blah, 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 blah. And so personally, I would have just ignored it if I were Aaron Rodgers at this point.
No, because
I think it's silly. But Aaron Rodgers decided to address it. And so he took a picture of his toe. for people to see so he could prove that he did not have COVID toe. He did not have a purple toe.
I heard he was on video.
Toe.
He was actually on video at a press conference.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it.
Took his sock off, put his toe up on the table with the rest of his foot and said, see, it's not COVID toe, it's actually a fractured toe. Now,
dude,
I would
understand. You know we live in a crazy world when you have to do something like that, right?
But, yeah, I would explain COVID toe by what? What is the spike protein attacking the microvasculature, capillary beds, further and further and further away? You don't get further away than your toe. And if there's going to be poor circulation to your toe, yes, I can understand that. But he's got turf toe, apparently a fracture in his toe.
He's got a fracture, you know, Aaron, you don't have to prove yourself, dude. It's all good. We got your back. So yeah, that's the update. I've been watching the Packers games, enjoying them. I didn't used to watch the Packers games, but now I do because of Aaron Rodgers.
I like Aaron Rodgers because of what he's doing. He and Tom Brady are very interesting. What they're doing, stepping up for a whole. And you know, the thing is, a number of other quarterbacks in the league, Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Now he's back with the Carolina Panthers. Also, is not vaccinated. So these quarterbacks are smart. They got to be in that position. What's not smart is what this L.A. firefighter apparently did. We're not recommending you do this. I get the sentiment.
You don't recommend this? Listen,
no.
I think,
what?
If we got this Omicron thing going on and people are going to start freaking out, there's probably going to be toilet paper hoarding that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
Here's an answer to that problem. If you run out of toilet paper, just use your non-compliance letter.
What?
Right?
Apparently an L.A. firefighter was accused of wiping his butt. And, yes, there's debris on the non-compliance letter in protest of a vaccine mandate. So
debris. I like
debris.
That. You were very gentle there.
Yes.
You didn't want to offend anybody because, you know, when you wipe your butt,
there could be some debris on
the toilet paper. Debris.
Trying to keep the kids from having to hear about what this is. So the Stentorians of Los Angeles City, a group representing an interesting enough African-American firefighter said Wednesday that the LAFD member responded to receiving the noncompliance letter by dropping his pants, wiping his butt with the letter and leaving some debris on it. He then dropped the letter on the ground. So, look, does this become a racial thing because it was the black firefighters or is this just a guy that's just had enough?
If you're on MSNBC, maybe, but we're not going to play the race card here.
No, we're not.
I mean, I get it. It's listen, this
we're
dude,
out of time. We're out
firefighter,
of time.
He made a statement.
He did make a statement. We're not recommending it, but I salute the guy, but at a distance. All right, thanks for being here. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Our good buddy Ed Zoll is coming up, and you want to be with us for that because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.